54.7.
CBS News Brief. An out-of-control wildfire near Amarillo, Texas, shut down a nuclear weapons plant and triggered evacuations across surrounding towns. The Nuclear Safety Administration's Leif Pendergraft.
We do have a well-equipped fire department that has trained for these scenarios, that is on-site, watching and ready.
Pantech says the plant is open for normal day shift operations. Tens of thousands of voters in Michigan snubbed President Biden in yesterday's Democratic primary. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The uncommitted total is certainly higher than expected. And this is bad news for Biden and the Democrats more than anything else. People who won't vote.
Donald Trump beat Nikki Haley again. CBS's Scott McFarland says the president's son will testify behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today.
Republicans have alleged Hunter Biden and the president's brother, James, enriched themselves by trading off the Biden family name, the president's name.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a new sheriff in town. Well, sort of. Lola is joining the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Her furry face and four legs will provide support to those behind bars. Here's Sheriff Sean Becker.
It's all connected, addiction, mental health, and the people that are incarcerated. It's a very, very high percentage of them are struggling from either addiction or mental health issues or illnesses or a combination or most likely both.
Our therapy animal is going to provide emotional support for people who are in distress. The inmates see her, focus on her. It makes them in a better place.
Lieutenant Susanna Wagner is Lola's partner. The two will be training together, then watch for them across the county. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high only 23 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. That's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits to teens here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, low of 8 above. Tomorrow, sunny, 45 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. Temperature now is 10.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at The Ground Up. They're open real soon at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WIRI. Hope you all are having a good morning. We got some good stuff lined up for you. Happy Hump Day, first of all. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. Got some good requested music to kick off our show. Plenty of other great stuff coming up for you as well, along with a little bit of country music news. And I'll spoil this right away. We got some interesting notes regarding our first song that was requested just this morning. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Oh, we kick things off diving into our National Day of Calendar for this February 28th, 2024. If you haven't been paying attention, this is not the last day of February. Yeah, tomorrow we got a leap year. We got a leap day this year. Leap day. Yeah, we're going to talk about that on WFHR a little bit. Looking forward to it. But another leap year, so keep that in mind. We will have. We'll talk about it tomorrow. For now, let's take a look at today's calendar and what we got in store. It is National Chocolate Soufflé Day. Chocolate soufflé. It sounds really good because it has chocolate in it. That's all. You had me at chocolate. I'm pretty easy when it comes to that stuff. This is a delicious dessert, often associated with momentous occasions. So it's only fitting that it has its own day. If you're a fan, go ahead and enjoy some. Yeah. It is also National Car Keys and Small Change Day. Take the passenger seat as we navigate through the fascinating history behind this one-of-a-kind holiday. What is in store for us on this one? So, on this day, it's not a day to celebrate car keys and small change, as the name implies. The day is actually a celebration of the place where those seemingly unrelated items are stored. Pockets! Now, we should probably explain to women what pockets are, because most of them are not given pockets in their clothes. Come on. That's just messed up to me, man. Why would you give women pockets? That seems so weird. And I feel bad. I only bring this up because it was only like 10 years ago I found this out, so I still feel bad about it. But give women pockets in their clothes, for God's sake. This day is about pockets, and yeah, the small opening or pouch that forms part of the person's clothing. Did they really need to explain what a pocket is? This is necessary, but often undervalued part of our clothing, and has been around much longer than you might think. They can actually trace pockets back to 330 BC. That's pretty cool. So appreciate your pockets, and make sure that everybody has pockets. Let's be equal pockets for everybody. If we can't have equal pay, can we? I mean, we should have equal pay. Don't get me wrong. We definitely should have that. But, I mean, we can we at least do that right now if we can't do that, you know, get them both done at the same time? Come on. It's Inconvenience Yourself Day. What is this one all about? Well, it's a holiday dedicated to putting other people first and going out of your way to help. Inconveniencing yourself isn't fun, but practicing self-awareness about how your actions affect people are really important for self-growth. I think especially in a year like this, when you are voting for people that you don't really know, because you are. You don't know these candidates. You know what they tell you. You know what they show you. But you don't know them. And that's the case in a lot of things in life. When it comes to something like that, self-awareness, I think, is very important. And seeing if they have that or not. Accountability, I think, is really important. And these are things that you do oftentimes when you're inconveniencing yourself. Putting yourself ahead, putting others ahead of yourself. I think it's as simple as holding the door open for somebody, maybe waiting an extra step, or the elevator door. And it could be even bigger things than that. Every one of us have opportunities every day to be heroes, to be superheroes. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, keeping a building from falling on people or something like that. We have no idea how much we can impact others with kindness. And kindness is hardcore to me. Kindness is the new rebel. Kindness is the new hardcore. I mean, it ain't easy to be kind in this world. It ain't easy to be, smile at people that are frowning at you. I admire that. I'm not saying that I can do this all the time either. I need to do this as much as others in some ways. But to me, I've heard the phrase before: romantics are the new rebels. And as a romantic, I don't have much of an argument against that, because I do think that there's some of that that's gone away too. But to me, when I meet people who are just genuinely kind and good-hearted, those are the real rebels nowadays. Those are the real people that I look out for, that I like to hang out with. And I know that this world needs more of. It is International Essay Day. No. Come on. We've done enough essays, right? We've done enough essays. It's also National Science Day. Science! She blinded me with science. Nope, sorry, that's not a country song. But if I hear that science, it pops in my head. I'm a kid of the 80s, I can't help it. Science is amazing, science is great. Thank you, science. You can make the argument. I don't know how far the human race would have gone without science. We appreciate you, science. And let's wrap up with National Pancake Day. Yay! Pancakes. Love pancakes. What is your go-to breakfast food? Waffles, pancakes, muffins, English muffins. What is your go-to breakfast food? 715-423-1055. 423-1055. Listening on the Civic Media app. Thank you. Just a touch or two away from getting in touch with us. I personally, I could live off breakfast food. As long as you threw some Italian food in there a little bit for me, because it's in my DNA. I can't go too long without eating marinara, or I will shrivel up.
So it's just, I don't know if you know this, a lot of Italians are like that. So I have to have at least some of that in my diet. I hope there's somebody out there that believes that. I hope there's at least one person that does. What is your go-to breakfast food? 715-423-1055. Let's go ahead and get into some requested music. But before we do that, got actually an interesting note about this artist. We're going to play some Lainey Wilson for you. A woman who has only risen up the charts more and more over the last couple of years as her star grows and shines brighter and brighter. Well, we all got to start somewhere. As pre-fame jobs go, this one actually sounds like it wasn't so bad. Lainey Wilson spent 5 years as a Hannah Montana impersonator. Yeah. A few years ago at the Billboard Music Awards, she said, quote, "I learned all 15 Hannah Montana karaoke tracks. I would do birthday parties, fairs, festivals, St. Jude, you name it." Right on. Lainey Wilson would open up the show for Hannah Montana. So, yeah, I finally hung the wig up, but it made me some money, though I ain't even going to lie. Yeah, I'm sure she made some good money off of that. And how about that? So she got, as an artist, Lainey Wilson got to open for, you know, quote unquote, Hannah Montana. And then she'd just go put the Hannah Montana wig out of everything. She'd play. She'd basically do two shows. That's a hustler right there, people. I'm impressed by that. That is impressive. Way to be. And it shows you a little bit of the grind that it takes to get to the spot she's at, along with a thousand other things. So much of it is performing. Perform, 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 perform. The more you do it, the more you get comfortable with it, the more your audience grows. Any real musician seems to get that I've known and that I've run into. And she certainly seemed to. I'm a little curious if there's any video footage or anything like that of her out there doing this, because I'd be curious to see it. You can catch the complete article at Whiskey Riff, whiskeyriff.com. It's an interesting article. And actually, so the article has a picture of Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, right next to Lainey Wilson. And they look a little alike, a little. Their eyes are very different. Their noses are very different, but they look a little alike. I mean, especially if she's on stage. Come on. This is a woman who went from living in a camper in a friend's front yard and being an extra in an early Jelly Roll music video to being Hannah Montana impersonator, to right here with hits like this that we're going to play right now. This is from Mary Ann over in Wisconsin Rapids. Here's Lainey Wilson, Hot Like a Truck, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIR Sunrise Show.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it, it's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close, boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been driving.
17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, say, the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that.
Oh, 105.5 FM. Tanya Tucker. With
see teardrops on his face. My daddy cried in big steps he was taking. Halfway running to keep up, my shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of 10 never knows exactly what to say. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. Every bar room and honky tonk as well. And finally, Daddy found them. And Lord, you know the rest is hard to tell. He sent me out to wait, but scared I looked back through the door. And Daddy left them both soaking up the salt. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Hi, everybody. This is Travis Tritt.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah.
Mr. Travis Tritt, here's a quarter from WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Let's look at a little bit of country music news. Kelsey Belinari is returning for a fourth consecutive year to host the CMT Music Awards. What does she think? She's Billy Crystal? That's an old joke. If you got that, thank you. This time she'll be doing it solo, though. She'll also be performing. She's going to be doing double duty. She says, quote, there's such a light energy, so there's not a pressure that I feel to be perfect. I just wanted to be fun, honor the night, and help people have a good time. The show airs Sunday, April 7th on CBS. She does a really good job with this. I could see why they keep bringing her back. It's not an easy gig. I joke about Billy Crystal, but I got a real love for great MCs. As somebody who's done the job a bit, I know how hard it is, but I also know that I am not in that category yet. I'm working at it, and I'm trying to be. But I grew up loving Bob Hope. I think Bob Hope's the greatest MC of all time. And I think Billy Crystal is really good at it. Miss Bellinari, I've seen her a couple of times. She's a natural. She is a natural at it. If she wasn't such a dang good singer, she'd make a pretty fine career just doing that. But she's got the pipes, so she can go ahead and keep doing the music thing. And, you know, doing double billing like this and having a good time, apparently. Country has dominated the list of most popular concert tickets of 2024, and it's not even close. Experts at an online casino used a formula based on search volume to determine which concert tickets would be the hardest to get. And, of course, here they are. Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow. Let's see. Drake's. It's all Blue Tour. So you got a couple of other artists in there. Zach Bryan's Quitting Time Tour. If you are a resident of Oklahoma, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Wyoming, you search for Zach's tickets more than any other act in any genre. And, of course, the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Taylor and her Swifties made up 35% of the total market share of Americans who are searching for concert tickets online. Mm. And speaking of concerts, we wrap up with that. The redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson, announced the lineup for his 2024 Outlaw Music Festival tour because, of course, he's still touring. Of course. It's amazing. All the credit in the world to him. And listen to this lineup of people who's going to be at his shows. Bob Dylan will be there for all 25 shows. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss will join the first leg again. God, I'd love to see those two. John Mellencamp will be there for the second. And Billy Strings is in for the last, at least one show in August. Brittany Spencer and some other acts are also going to be there. Presale tickets went on sale yesterday. The tour runs through 25 cities in over a dozen states between June and September. It's become one of the bigger summer tours since starting its standalone event back in 2016. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I wanted to take a look here and see. You can go to blackbirdpresents.com for this Outlaw tour. Shows, dates, and all. And I'm just taking a quick look here to see if they're coming anywhere near us here in the Midwest, because I'm seeing a lot in New York, Pennsylvania, California. Friday, September 6th, Somerset Amphitheater, Somerset, Wisconsin. Willie Nelson and family, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, Southern Avenue, all going to be there Friday, September 6th at the Somerset Amphitheater. Great place to see a show. You missed that one. Maybe you want to see him in Tinley Park. That's another great place to go see them. They'll be in Tinley Park on September 7th. I would have liked to have seen the Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson show. That would have been an amazing one. It looks like those are earlier in the lineup. Yeah. Have fun, Willie. You deserve it. You've earned it. We'll take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back with more fun right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at right now, 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Wish a good morning from all of us at WIRI.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high only 23 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. That's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits to teens here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, low of 8 above. Tomorrow, sunny, 45 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. Temperature now is 10.
I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl. You
You do you. We do country. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
ain't lonely, but I spend a lot of time alone, more than I'd like to, but I'm okay with staying home. My, how the last few months have changed. I'm smiling more despite the pain. I breathe in, I breathe out. Got friends to call who let me talk about what ain't working, what's still hurting, all the things I feel like cussing out. Now and then I let it go. I ride the waves I can't control. I'm learning how to build a better boat. I hate waiting. Ain't no patience in these hands. I'm not complaining. Sometimes it's hard to change a man. I think I'm stronger than I was. I let God do what He does. I breathe in, I breathe out. Got friends to call who let me talk about what ain't working, what's still hurting, all the things I feel like cussing out. Now and then I let it go. I ride the waves I can't control. I'm learning how to build a better boat. I breathe in, I breathe out. Got friends to call who let me talk about what ain't working, what's still hurting, all the things I feel like cussing out. Now and then I let it go. Ride the waves I can't control. If it's working, I don't know. When I get done, the thing may not flow. But I'm learning how to build a better boat.
Back of my- 24/7.
Well, with the music, you know, you're passionate about it. It's like you're hungry for something. In the beginning, you know, I was just kind of a Joan Baez copier, and I didn't really have a style of my own. And it wasn't until I met and started working with a fellow named Graham Parsons, who kind of brought country and rock music together. Mm-hmm. He was in a group called the Byrds, and then he started the kind of quintessential country rock group called the Flying Burrito Brothers. I did a couple of solo records with him where I sang, you know, duets with him. And after his death, after I'd only really known him a year, and I had become sort of converted to country music and found my voice in that sort of harmony singing and that kind of music.
Making believe that you still love me, it's leaving me alone and so blue.
Still